Hey everybody, and welcome to the Growth Tribe podcast, where we're all about growing ourselves and empowering us to live badass lives on our terms. I'm Ellen, and I'm a former biomedical researcher turned coach who finally nixed my own BS and started to take action to create a life that was mine. I transformed my health, traveled the world for a year, started my own business, and probably freaked my family out about the choices I was making along the way. Here on the Growth Tribe, we believe that it's not always about success. Sometimes it's just about doing life right and on your terms. And we have to be purposeful and intentional about laying that foundation, whether that's learning how to show up as our most authentic, confident selves, getting clear on what we want in our lives, and so much more. We've got amazing interviews, big stories, tips, tricks, and no bullshit action steps that we can all learn from. And I am so pumped to share it with you. So with that, welcome to this episode of The Growth Tribe. Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Tribe podcast. You might be wondering, what? This is only a weekly podcast. Why does she have a second episode coming out this week? Well, I was inspired recently. And that inspiration inspired me to switch up the format of this podcast just a little bit. But let me tell you why. A, I have been enjoying podcasting so much. Ever since I started in August, I have thoroughly enjoyed doing this podcast. I have thoroughly enjoyed this as a new platform for me to communicate with you guys, give you great content that can really, really help impact your life, to interview and learn from these amazing, amazing people that I would otherwise have not met, and to share all of what I'm learning with you guys. But I also was inspired by the fact that we've had some amazing interviews lately. You know, Barbara Cameron this week, Kat Burns and Ruthless Intentionality, which is still like my favorite new phrase. Laura Gallagher, Bringing My Friend Flav On. We've had amazing interviews lately. And they have been such fun conversations, such great conversations, and such great content. But I understand that sometimes it's a little bit difficult to tease out what are the action steps from some of these interviews. And I really, really want to make sure that you guys are getting actionable, tangible things from each and every week of this podcast that you can really carry forward and implement into your life. So that inspired me to switch up the format just a little bit. Each week, we will be having a new amazing interview. I've got more amazing stuff coming at you. I'm so excited for you guys to hear next week's interview. I can't even tell you. So we're going to continue with that, but following each interview each week, we're going to have a solo episode where we dig just a little bit deeper into that week's topic and really, really break it down into steps, into actionable tips that you can implement into your own life. I'm super excited to switch up this format. So with that, let's get into today's topic. Ellen here, and you're listening to The Growth Tribe. Earlier this week, we had Barbara Cameron on with an interview that we actually did, as you might have noticed in the interview, we actually recorded that on Canadian Thanksgiving. So I didn't release that podcast for a few months just because that's how it worked out in the schedule. But I realized as I was listening back to that we gave a whole bunch of really, really actionable, tangible things, but they were kind of embedded into the interview. So you may have missed some of them. So today what I want to do is I really want to walk you through, because I think affirmations are an incredibly powerful tool, and I really want to walk you through, if you're not somebody who uses affirmations, how you can start and how you can make those affirmations really, really powerful so that they actually work for you. I feel like a lot of people try to start using affirmations, but their affirmations fall flat and they don't actually make a lot of impact on that person's life. You know, I've talked about, I know everybody who does the Miracle Morning, which you guys have probably heard me talk about, affirmations is a part of that. You know, Tony Robbins talks about affirmations. Brenda Burchard talks about affirmations. Basically, everybody who's a big shot in the personal growth sphere has probably talked about affirmations in some capacity or another. So it's a really, really big thing, but I feel like so many people try to do it, but their affirmations don't necessarily serve them. So today, I want to give you a few tips. I've got 5 tips for you guys on how you can create powerful affirmations that actually work for you. Some of this stuff are tips and tricks that Barbara and I talked about in our interview on Tuesday, but I want to really break them down for you to give you some very, very actionable things and tools that you can do to really dig into these different tips. So tip number 1 for you is that you need to create an affirmation around a specific paradigm or limiting belief that you most need to shift. So often people will create affirmations kind of, you know, in a category that they're like, oh, I should focus on this. This would be a good place to create an affirmation, but they don't necessarily think about whether or not that affirmation is around a place that they need it the most. You know, maybe their health and fitness is pretty good. You know, Barbara talked about A, B, and C goals in the podcast and how an A goal is something that you've essentially already done. A B goal is something that you can totally see yourself achieving, and a C goal is a goal that scares the shit out of you. So often we set goals and we set affirmations in the A and B goal range, and we don't necessarily set goals and create affirmations in the places that we need it most, in the places that make us uncomfortable, that kind of scare the shit out of us, or just really in the places of our life, parts of our lives where we're struggling the most. So that's tip number one for you, is to really, really look at your life and consider the biggest limiting beliefs that you have, the biggest paradigm shifts that you need to make, and focus creating your affirmation on that place. So you might be wondering, though, how do I identify what that is for me? How do I identify what that paradigm is, what that limiting belief is that is most holding me back? Well, there's two ways in which you can go about doing this. The first is really pay attention to some of the global generalized statements that you might make day to day. Just really start paying attention to this. You know, these might be things about you, things about other people, or just about, you know, generalizations about things in general, like people who travel or generalizations about money. So just consider maybe those statements that you might make. So let's consider an example of people who have paradigms or limiting beliefs around money. You might make a statement about you that could be something along the lines of, I'm terrible at managing money. Or maybe you make a statement about others, you know, rich people are greedy. Or maybe you make a statement about money specifically. Money is scarce and limited. All three of those statements are paradigms and limiting beliefs. They're slightly different, but they all ultimately cover a very negative perspective on money. And someone who holds these beliefs probably doesn't have an abundance of financial wealth, and they probably struggle with creating more financial abundance for themselves. So just paying attention to, you know, the fact that maybe you make these statements, or maybe you make similar statements, but around your health, or around, you know, your relationships, or around love, you know, maybe you make these kind of generalizations. So pay attention to what statements you're making and about what, you know, aspect of life you are making these statements. There's a bunch of different, you know, facets to our lives. So maybe you're biggest paradigms and biggest limiting beliefs aren't around money per se, but maybe they're around your emotional health. Maybe they're around, you know, the kind of house that you can afford, which would play into, you know, your environment. Maybe it plays into, you know, the how organized you are, productive you are, which would be kind of in the realm of personal growth. But we all make these big generalized statements. So really start, you know, for the next few days, for the next week, really pay attention to where in your life you are making these statements, what part of your life you're making these statements about. You may actually think of what your generalizations and paradigms are right off the bat. Maybe you don't even need to pay attention to your language, but just consider what kind of statements you're making about the world and about these different aspects of the world, and make your affirmation around that. Another way that you can identify where you might want to focus your affirmations is by doing a life evaluation. I actually teach this tool for free on my website. If you go to coachellen.com/opt-in, again, coachellen.com/opt-in, and this will be in the show notes. So if you know, miss that URL or whatever, go to the show notes, which is at coachellen.com/podcast. And you can do this thing for free. But ultimately what this training is that it's a free training that walks you through an exercise where you identify the part of your life where you're least satisfied, where you're struggling the most, or where you're most out of balance. It might be your health, your finances, your relationships, your career, whatever. But you do this whole exercise and you can ultimately identify what area of your life is the place that you're struggling the most, and you can focus creating your affirmations on that part of your life. So that is tip number one, is to identify the part of your life, the paradigm, the limiting belief, ultimately, that you're struggling with the most, and focus creating your affirmation around that part of your life. Tip number two is to create your own affirmations. don't simply adopt someone else's. So this is actually something that I did wrong when I first started using affirmations, is I was reading the book, The Miracle Morning, which was really when I started to dig into affirmations. And I simply was reading his book and reading about his level 10 life and the level 10 affirmations that he used for himself, and started adopting them as my own and kind of being like, oh, this sounds good, this sounds good. But ultimately, those affirmations didn't, they weren't in my language, which is a big problem when it comes to affirmations. And they didn't resonate with me because they ultimately weren't, you know, the language I use. They weren't the particular aspects of finance or health or whatever that I struggled with. So you need to be really, really cautious with simply adopting someone else's affirmations. I understand though that when you're first getting into affirmations, that's the easiest way to go. That's the easiest way to, you know, really start getting into this practice. So if you find that, you know, creating your own affirmations is a little bit too complicated, this is what I suggest you do. Look to other people for, you know, inspiration, but tweak the language a little bit. Or if you are specifically going to adopt somebody else's affirmation, you know, whether it was, you know, the level 10 affirmations from The Miracle Morning, or, you know, your favorite thought leader or personal growth leader's affirmations, be sure that that affirmation resonates with you. So I'm going to repeat that. If you're going to adopt the affirmation of your favorite thought leader, author, whatever, make sure that affirmation resonates with you. That needs to be, when you read that affirmation to yourself, you need to just be like, damn, this is me. This is totally, you know, stirs something within me that really, really needs to resonate with you. Because if it doesn't, ultimately that affirmation won't work with you. So that's tip number two, is that you need to create affirmations of your own, or if you're going to adopt someone else's, you either need to tweak the language so that it's more of your own language, or you really, really need to make sure that that affirmation resonates with you. So tip number one was to make sure you're identifying the paradigm or limiting belief that you most need to shift and create your affirmation there. And tip number two is to create your own affirmations and not simply adopting someone else's. So tip number three, this is something that Barbara and I talked about in our interview that was released in Tuesday's episode. And this is that you need to use positive and present language. So often people will make the mistake, even when it comes to setting goals, of they will create a goal or an affirmation that says, I will be X, you know, I will be a best-selling author, I will be a marathon runner. And that's a good place to start. But ultimately, when you phrase a goal or an affirmation in that manner, I will be, you know, someone who is financially abundant. That would be more of an example of an affirmation and less of a goal. When you create a statement like that, it's a good starting point. But ultimately, the language, the will be, that suggests that whatever is happening is out in the future. It's not a current thing or current state that you are achieving. So what we mean by present language is ultimately you need to change the I will be to I am. So if you're trying to be a best-selling author, your affirmation then needs to be I am a best-selling author. There's a bit more to this goal setting and this affirmation creation than this, but I just want to keep it simple for now. So don't say I will be a best-selling author. Say I am a best-selling author. Don't say I will be financially abundant. Say I am financially abundant. That switch in language starts to, and again, this is something you have to repeat over time, which we'll talk about in a second. That switch in language really starts to switch your mindset. And ultimately, you start to see yourself adopting, you know, this identifier or this behavior or this characteristic as something that you truly embody, and not that's something you will embody in the future. So that's the present language piece. But another aspect of this, which Barbara and I talked about a lot, was the fact that you also need to use positive language. So what we mean by this is this. Ultimately, you don't want to create an affirmation or even a goal that says, I will not or I am not XYZ. So you don't want to say, I am not negative. I am not a negative person. You ultimately want to make that positive. Because the reason, so instead of saying, I am not a negative person, you want to say, I am a positive person. And the reason for this is, they've done studies on language and how our brains interpret language. And ultimately, our brains don't actually register the not. So when you say, I am not a negative person, how your brain actually registers that is, I am a negative person. We essentially don't hear the not. We don't register the not. So if you create an affirmation or a goal or something that is written from a negative perspective that includes not or don't or something like that, your brain doesn't hear that. So all it will hear is whatever else remains in the sentence. You know, I am a negative person. If your affirmation or your goal is, I don't eat junk food, it hears, I eat junk food instead. So it's really important that as you're phrasing your affirmation or your goal, that you're making it positive as well. So eliminating that, you know, not, or tweaking the wording so that it becomes more positive. The example that Barbara and I gave when we were talking about this in the context of the interview was I don't eat junk food becomes, I enjoy eating nutritious whole foods. So that's just subtle ways in which you tweak it so that the messaging is ultimately the same, but you're using positive language that actually promotes and reinforces the behavior in your mind and in your behavior. So that was tip number three. So tip number one was to identify the paradigm or limiting belief that you most need to shift and create the affirmation around that. Tip number two was to create your own affirmations and not simply adopting someone else's. And then tip number three was to use positive and present language. All right, so tip number four, and this is one that I might get a little bit of pushback on, but I want you guys to hear me out. Tip number four is to consider using passionate language. What do I mean by passionate language? Essentially, I mean swearing. And you will find, if you've followed me at all, that I use language very intentionally. I swear in these podcasts very, very intentionally. And this is something that I started doing after I watched the Tony Robbins documentary, I Am Not Your Guru. It's on Netflix. It's been available on Netflix for, I think, a few years now. And in that documentary, he talks a lot about language. Tony Robbins is actually kind of aggressive with his language at his seminars, you know, Date with Destiny, Unleash the Power Within, those big seminars that he does. He uses pretty aggressive language. He swears a lot. But when you watch this documentary, he talks about why he does it. And his reasoning for doing it is this, that there are certain words in any language, in any culture, that are essentially taboo. And oftentimes they are swear words. And so what he says is when you use these swear words and you say them to someone, or you say them in the vicinity of someone, when we hear these words, it kind of snaps us out of our state. We hear them and we automatically key in a little bit more to what we are listening to because those words are taboo. They're not typically used. So these words, you know, words like fuck, shit, damn, you know, all sorts of other, you know, and the degree to which you're comfortable with swearing, various different words might be taboo to you. But ultimately, words like swear words like fuck and shit and stuff like that, they, when we say them, they snap us out of our state. We key in a little bit more than we otherwise would. So then when you embed those in an affirmation, the affirmation, if you're someone that's on some level comfortable with swearing, it reinforces that affirmation. It makes it just a little bit more powerful because of that effect it has on us psychologically, because it can really help us tap into a different state of mind and not, you know, so much of a, I don't know how to describe it, like kind of a not super engaged and not fully connected state. It snaps us out of the kind of that, like when you're going through the motions, you can very much with affirmations go through the motions and just kind of turn into a monotonous drone, you know, I am fearless, I am unstoppable. But when you say stuff like that, when you embed passionate language and swear words into that, there's almost a next level of engagement that we have with that affirmation. So instead of droning through our affirmations, you know, I'm fearless, I am unstoppable, it becomes, I am fucking fearless, I am fucking unstoppable. There's more power to it. There's more passion behind it. And it keys into another state in our brain that really opens us up to adopting some of these identifiers. So you might be someone who is very uncomfortable with swearing. This is something you would never consider, and it might just make you uncomfortable to try to insert these swear words into your affirmations, in which case, don't do it. But if you're someone who doesn't mind a little bit of swearing here or there, as long as it has intention and purpose, play with this. Play with using passionate language. Play with, you know, inserting a cuss word here or there into your affirmations. If it makes you feel more motivated, if it makes you feel more in a state where you believe this about yourself, or you believe that this is achievable for you, play with it. Play with using passionate language and swear words, because I truly believe that if you do this, it'll snap you out of your old state of mind. It'll snap you out of monotony and, you know, droning through your affirmations and make them even more powerful. So play with that. The last tip I have for you is to be consistent. This is something that Barbara and I talked about, but what I really want to do here is say what I mean by that. What does it mean on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis? What tools and ways in which can we be more consistent with our affirmations? And this is my suggestion. When you create affirmations, that needs to become a part of your daily life. Reading these affirmations out loud, exposing yourself to these affirmations. So what might this look like? So you've done tip one, you've identified where you need your affirmation the most, the paradigm or limiting belief that you need to address. You've created an affirmation in that area. That was tip one. You have created your own affirmation, or if you did adopt someone else's affirmation, it was an affirmation that very much resonated with you. That was tip number two. Tip number three, you created affirmations that had both positive and present language. It was, I am, you know, I am someone who, you know, eats healthy food, or I am someone who works out and moves every day. I am someone that is intentional with my actions. You know, you have that positive and present language in your affirmations. That was tip number three. And then tip number four, if this is something that applies to you, you use passionate language to really amplify the state in which you're in when you say these affirmations. Not I am fearless, but I am fucking fearless. Not I am unstoppable or I am financially abundant, but I am fucking unstoppable, you know? So you're considering and playing with passionate language to amplify the state in which you're in when you use these affirmations. So you've done all of this. You've done tips one through four. So then how do we start to be consistent with these affirmations? Ultimately, if you're someone who follows me at all, you know I'm big into routines. I'm big into daily behaviors, daily habits. So the biggest way in which these affirmations are going to have a long-lasting effect on you is for you to say them every single day. I'm a huge proponent of the Miracle Morning, and part of the Miracle Morning is saying affirmations. So I read my affirmations every morning. So maybe you put your affirmations into a note on your phone, and as you're sipping your coffee, you go to that note and you read your affirmations. I highly suggest you read it out loud. I actually, one of the most powerful things I ever did to help me work through some of my own paradigms and limiting beliefs was not only did I say my affirmations out loud, but I said them looking into the mirror and literally making eye contact with myself. This is something I've just started to try to do again, but read them. Don't just read them. If you can at all, don't just read them, you know, in your head. Read them out loud. And if you have a mirror around as you're doing this, read them and look yourself in the mirror as you say them. Another thing that you could do, if maybe you don't have time in the morning to, you know, sit down and read your affirmations out loud every day, record yourself on your, you know, all of us have smartphones nowadays, and basically all of these smartphones have voice memo apps. I know we do on the iPhone. So read yourself in your own voice saying these affirmations out loud into that voice memos on your phone. And if you don't have time that morning to stand in front of your mirror and say your affirmations, you know, 10 or so times, record yourself saying them on your phone and listen to that. It's really, really powerful when you say your affirmations in your voice. So I highly suggest build this into your routine and build it into your morning routine, because if you can make these affirmations a part of your daily morning routine, that's going to get you into the state where you're starting to embody them in your day-to-day life. You know, saying them any time of the day is going to be powerful, but I highly suggest build it into your morning routine. You know, say them while you sip your coffee in the morning. You know, say them after you brush your teeth every morning. Say them as you're in the shower. You know, that's some great dead time that we all tend to have every morning. So utilize it and say those things to yourself while you're in your shower, but make it a part of your daily routine, preferably in the morning. That's my biggest tip for you to be consistent with these affirmations, is to build this into your morning routine. So those are my five tips for you to create powerful affirmations that work, is to make sure you're creating the affirmation in a part of your life where you have, where you ultimately most need to shift a paradigm or limiting belief. I gave you two ways in which you can identify what that paradigm or limiting belief might be. Tip number two was to create your own affirmations, not simply adopting someone else's. And again, the one exception to that might be is if you find someone else's affirmation that truly resonates with you. That's probably the only time I think it's okay to adopt someone else's. But ultimately, create your own affirmations. Tip number three, use positive and present language in your affirmations. Four, consider using passionate language if you're somebody that's okay with swearing. And then tip number five, be consistent. Turn saying your affirmations out loud into a part of your daily, preferably morning, routine. So that is all I've got for you today, how to turn everything Barbara and I talked about from the perspective of manifesting and affirmations and ultimately turn it into something that is powerful for you. I hope those tips made sense. If you want me to elaborate on any of them, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram or head to my website or whatever. But those are my five tips for how to create powerful affirmations that work. I love affirmations. I do them every morning, and I hope that you see the same benefit that both Barbara and I have seen using affirmations in our life in yours as well. So with that, have a great day, and I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Growth Tribe podcast. Your support means the world, and I really appreciate you helping me to share this message of the power of intentional personal growth and how it can help us transform our lives. If you really enjoyed this episode, go ahead and take a screenshot and share it on Instagram stories so I can thank you personally and maybe even shout you out. If you thought of someone when you're listening to this episode, go ahead and take this opportunity to share it with them so that they can experience it as well. And then last but not least, if you're loving what you're hearing from the Growth Tribe podcast, go ahead and head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. Have a kick-ass day, friends, and I'll see you next time.